yesterday, last night I woke up at 1:08 a.m. and stayed awake till 2:20, and then napped three different times from 2:20 to 3:30, and had to get up.
I think I went to bed at 1:08 a.m.
You're the one who woke me up.
Because
I told you to be quiet.
OnlyFans
hadn't
started.
Be quiet when you came in the bedroom.
What's up, Houdat Nation, and welcome to the Dome Patrol United Saints Podcast.
Hey, what's up, Houdat Nation? Thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff. And before we begin this episode, I am going to remind you all to tune in to our Facebook live stream draft night party. As I said on the last episode, we know it's Facebook, quit making fun of us, but that is where we have the most followers. So we're going to be live for the entire first round of the NFL draft.
As is, of course, the tradition.
And as usual, we'll be inviting Dome Patrol Podcast listeners on the show to have a drink or six with us on this episode. Though today we're going to talk about the Saints defensive moves, specifically Kalen Saunders, Nathan Shepard, Malcolm Roach, the departures of Onyemata, Ellis and Davenport, and we got a special happy birthday at the end of the episode that we'll talk about. So on the show today, we have Wesley and James. Wesley and James, have you put your seatbelts on? Keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times, and are you going to enjoy this show?
Yes.
To be determined.
To be right. All right. Let's start with the guys who left. Onyemata, Caden Ellis, Davenport, when it happened, because I want you to kind of go back to when it happened before you knew we were going to pick up Kalen Saunders, Nathan Shepard, and retain Malcolm Roach.
Colin. Sorry. His Twitter is, it's Colin, not Kalen, is the name on his Twitter.
Okay. Say AK's name.
Camaro.
Our running back.
It's like Camaro.
Camaro.
Okay. All right. I'll get you on one of them though.
Like, AK.
There's one that everybody.
You're the one that mispronounces and misspells everybody's names.
That's just because I don't know them. No. All right. How did you feel when we lost pretty much our entire defensive line in 1 week, didn't know that we were gonna pick up guys like 3 days later?
It was kind of twofold. So I will say that before we free agency started, I was of the approach that we needed to have a complete overturn at our defensive line, as far as the defensive tackles, at least. I think that Onyemata has not performed up to what he should since he got his big contract and since he maybe got off the PEDs.
Allegedly, that's ignorant.
He hasn't been there. And again, I wouldn't have been like opposed to him coming back if he's like, no, this is the place and they paid me all this last time and I'm going to do a team-friendly deal. The amount that he got paid, I was like, have him. Never paused on for a second of whether or not we need to do that.
In fact, I think the word was thank you.
Yeah. I mean, it just clearly. And then Davenport is maybe the most disappointing player I've ever seen on the Saints. Not because of, like, there's people who let us down and never had a bright moment, but there was two seasons where we were like, he's the best player on the Saints defense. He just, what he does and what he disrupts. And if he just gets healthy, my bold prediction, sure to go wrong, which was wrong at the start of the season, is that Davenport would play 15 games and would be the defensive player of the year. And if you would have told me he was going to play 15 games, I mean, but what we saw the 2 years before, if you would have said he's 100% going to play 15 games, why wouldn't he be the defensive player there? He's probably going to have 18 sacks. He had.
But what made you think he would ever, right? Yeah.
He had half a sack more than me. I mean, I was close. Almost got him. Could have done it in the last game. So again, sure, if Davenport wanted to stay on a $2.5 million deal with a whole bunch of incentives.
Fine, right. Sure. For six games, right?
But do I really?
So hold on now. In fairness, just to keep fair and balanced, Davenport's impact, we've all learned,
over his time here. His impact was never on the stat sheet. His impact was the disruption that he
caused.
Until
last year when he didn't
allowed
even
other
make
guys.
That.
Right.
Until last year when he got right. benched.
Oh, yeah. Like
for nobody.
When
we didn't have a backup defensive end and he just got benched.
Where do you end up going?
Minnesota.
Minnesota. Yeah. Like
on your yeah,
I think
Atlanta.
All Saints fans are like, because Minnesota fans on Twitter were just like, they gave up 2 firsts for him. And we're all the Saints fans were like, yeah, enjoy that. I can't wait to see the meltdown in Minnesota about the, we just basically sold them a lemon. I mean, that's what we did. Well, we didn't sell
to
them,
be but, fair. You know. They're pretty safe with the contract. I mean, they're on the,
and let me it's enjoy
a contract,
this.
It's a contract that actually makes sense for what you're risking and, okay. and all that.
Can you let me enjoy this?
And again, Onyemata is the age that he is getting the contract. There's no way I would have wanted to give him the contract again.
No.
And let's be honest. I believe that the three players that we lost that we're going to talk about, if the Saints offered them the exact same money they got from the other three places, I believe all three of them would have stayed. Let's go ahead. We talked about it a little bit last time. The Saints have the money to have paid all three of them if they wanted to.
Right. This wasn't a salary cap problem.
The Saints decided to move on from Onyemata and Davenport and not match their deals. And we're going to talk about Caden Ellis, who's similar but a little bit of a different situation because he is talented and probably on the rise.
Yeah. James, are you scared of playing against Onyemata twice a year?
Well,
what if he's going up against Storm Norton?
So I've not taken a snap since 2013 in Brit Ball. So I'd probably struggle to guard David Onyemata, but not really.
I think Cesar Ruiz will do just fine with David Onyemata.
I think so. Yeah, I believe so too. No, I don't. You know, Wesley said it. The money that the Falcons threw at him, I would have been pissed if the Saints had given him the same deal.
Right. The same fans who are critical of letting him go would be the same fans that would be complaining that we overpaid.
Yeah. Because in 2 years' time, that's going to look like it may even look like a really bad deal at the end of this season.
I mean, Onyemata is only good as long as he can get away with his PEDs.
Well, he got the big contract. And I mean, he's been
good for him for getting paid
back and forth. But right, he has been incredibly inconsistent.
Right.
I think he had 5.5 sacks last year. I might be making that up, but somewhere around there. But I think that all 5.5 sacks were in 3 games.
Like,
I mean, like he has these big games. And
how good or bad has our defensive line been the last 2.5, 2, 3 years? I wonder sometimes if we don't realize that our defensive line really wasn't as good as we might have remember it being. I mean, there's been times where it's been bad, which means that when it was fair the last couple of years, like they're good at stopping the run, yes, but not so good at getting to the quarterback on pass plays. So
it was
ranking as like fair, and we were like, yeah, they're all good. And so then we overvalue as fans Davenport, we overvalue Onyemata, we overvalue the members of that squad, but in reality, they're all replaceable.
I think it was good the year that Davenport and Cam shared, 22 sacks between mm-hmm. them, 21 mm-hmm. sacks between them.
And that's what we remember.
Yeah. I mean, the Saints have been really good against the run recently.
Yeah.
You know, there was that stat that we hadn't allowed 100-yard rusher for however many games it was, you know. So, you know, the defensive tackles have a big part to play in.
Yeah.
In that stat.
So then Caden Ellis, now that one might hurt a little bit more maybe, right? Because we feel like there was a lot more potential there, and he was a likable guy, like everybody liked him.
Caden Ellis is probably the one person that we're talking about that if the Saints match the deal, because we couldn't match the deal, we could match it for money, but we couldn't offer him a starting job.
No.
The Saints a few weeks ago committed to DeMario Davis for the next few years with the way we restructured his contract. Pete Werner and DeMario Davis, if healthy, are the two starting linebackers for the Saints. And there just wasn't a route for Caden Ellis to get on the field. And from everything we've heard, Caden Ellis deserves a shot as a starter in the NFL right now. And it just wasn't going to be here. So I think we could have offered him the same amount of money. And he probably he wants an opportunity to go play. And I mean, again, that's a guy that we drafted that had a big impact last year and is going to bring us a comp pick that's about available, about what we spent on him originally. So it's good drafting. It's good growing a player. And, you know, he's got an opportunity to go somewhere else and play. Yeah, if Pete Werner or DeMario Davis gets hurt, we're going to all year be going, oh, the Caden Ellis. Caden Ellis was not staying. He was going somewhere to be a starter.
But on the flip side of that, he only had one good season out of four. Yeah. Healthy season out of four.
Yeah.
Players are assets, right? And so strategically, again, going back to the front office and the coaching staff working together, Caden Ellis is a perfect example of, yeah, you built, like you said, this is a player who wasn't going to start on our team, but you build him up and create enough value.
It's one of those that at this time, he doesn't, there's not a position for him to be a starter here. He wasn't going to stay. And yeah, it's one of those that
place and time, right?
Definitely may regret this season if there's an injury or if he's blowing it up. And you know what, Jeff, there's a real good chance that Pete Werner and DeMario Davis both stay completely healthy the next 2 years, have great seasons and play amazing, both maybe make the Pro Bowl, but Caden Ellis also plays great. And people are like, well, we should have all three of them.
Right.
I mean,
it's so, no greedy.
Matter what,
no, it's so
no
greedy.
Matter what, that's going to, like, even if it's not the worst case scenario that somebody gets hurt and like, oh, we could have used him,
it's just
or DeMario Davis falls
right
off a cliff. I mean, yeah, people are going to have a wout to complain, but I think we did the right thing with Caden Ellis. What was he? He was an undrafted player, or was he sixth round or something?
Late round draft pick.
We're going to get a sixth round back for him as a comp pick for the contract that he went and signed.
All right.
So,
all right, now let's talk about the guys we got. Saints fans panicked when we lost Onyemata and Davenport and Ellis, and really like jumped to this conclusion, like as though almost the accusation, it felt like that Mickey Loomis and the team and Dennis Allen and the team have no plan. What are we doing? We just got rid of our entire defensive line. Now we're going to go into the season with no defensive players, as though they didn't have the foresight.
To be fair, for about 48 hours, Prince Emili was the only defensive tackle on the roster.
But it's the middle of March. Right.
The roster,
and that's the thing. Like, Saints fans got really panicked and really scared. And like, maybe if we sit down and think, like, perhaps decisions not to match the Onyemata deal or the Davenport deal could have been based on A, everything you've said before, and then B, that they already had a plan.
Yeah, everybody's mock drafts was us drafting seven defensive tackles.
Right.
There was multiple of those coming out.
We might address this in the free agency.
All these defensive tackles, right. Like, this is what the Saints have to do now.
Not that we upgraded really entirely. Like, I'm not saying like Colin Saunders and Nathan Shepard are going to walk in here and be like total upgrades. Although it's not hard to be an upgrade over these two guys, but like they're not. We didn't sign all pros
yet.
We have two guys that look like they're on the upswing of their career,
right?
And heading in the right direction and doing the things that make it look like, you know what these two guys are? They're Caden freaking Ellis at the defensive tackle. They sort of proved it. They kind of show it. There's something there. If this person takes the next step, everybody's going to know their name. They're Caden Ellis. They signed deals similar to Caden Ellis. That's what both of these guys, they're in that.
They're both coming off like one of their, like, I know Colin Saunders is coming off of his best season.
Yeah.
Shepard might be coming off one of his better, if not his best season.
Yep.
Shepard comes from like a rotation style defensive line, which that's what the Saints do.
If you worked out Shepard, like, so the snaps that Onyemata got more than Shepard versus what Shepard got, they basically had really close to what would have worked out to the same kind of pressures and sacks and all if Shepard had played as much as Onyemata. Shepard has a 9.2% pressure rate. David Onyemata has a 9.8%. Those are close. Let me just tell you, I think Onyemata's is going to go down next year and Shepard's will go up. So for the money, you got a younger version of maybe a similar player. He may not have the upside that we thought Onyemata had 5 years ago, but you know what? That upside didn't work out.
Yeah.
No. Colin Saunders,
I am excited about. This dude's ridiculous. He's 6 foot tall, weighs 330 pounds, and can do a freaking backflip, can do a running somersault back handspring. That's not going to help him be good at football. Nobody's yelling at me like, what's that got to do with football? You know what? Everything they do at the combine has almost nothing to do with football. But that guy, he's at least an athlete. He's exciting. And I tell you what, he might be one of my new favorite. Him and a running back that we signed, we got two fun guys that are going to be great to talk to and get quotes from.
He's
fun.
I mean, on the Saunders signing, the Kansas City Chiefs fans who were tweeting about it, you know, they've won two Super Bowls. They were really unhappy that he was let go and had they let him test the market.
Yep.
And you know, that says a lot.
Yeah,
that says a lot. He's not going to be Aaron Donald. He's not going to be Aaron Donald. Nobody is, but he's an ascending player, and I think we signed him at the right time for a fairly good deal.
And this is a guy that him and Cam Jordan together are going to be so much fun. Like the energy they have, the way they're going to play off of each other.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I'd love to see the two of them like do one of the side by side little interviews that, you know, Ingram and Kamara used to do. I mean, the two of them are going to be a lot of fun. This guy's an energy guy. He's going to be a young guy that's still going to come across as like a leader in the locker room because he's going to make other people want to run through walls.
Yep.
And this is a guy that at the Super Bowl on media day, Frank Clark was telling everybody, that's the guy. That guy, nobody knows how good he is. And honestly, like, it's probably the reason he's not with Kansas City anymore. And Frank Clark had made a joke about it. Like, oops, guess I shouldn't have said that. But I mean, Frank Clark, one of the best defensive linemen in football, was giving him a lot of praise of y'all don't know. And we talked about it a few years ago when we had Rankins and he didn't have the stats, but all the players were like, no, that's the guy that's making our defensive line good. Yeah. Rankins may not be making the tackles, but that's the guy making.
So he's a better Davenport than Davenport was.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. The best thing about Nathan Shepherd is y'all know where he's originally from, right? Canada.
Fuck Canada.
Hey, fuck you, buddy.
We're still meeting our quota, which is one Canadian.
Canadian.
No, it's been a while since we've been able to do that. So
was Delvin Bro and Onyemata on the team at the same time? Because we would have had two. Bro played in Canada, didn't he?
Yeah. He's from Louisiana.
But dude with the big wide wingspan as a defensive lineman from Canada?
All of them.
Okay. You saw that person on Twitter complaining that the Saints would only draft guys with wide wingspans on defensive line guys or defensive ends. I don't know, whatever.
That sounds like something Sigler would do.
I think it might have been him. All right. So it was. You're right. It was him. And then complaining like, maybe we won't do that because Nielsen's not involved in Nick.
Nielsen's gone. So we're Nielsen
wasn't
around.
Involved in those decisions anyway.
Nielsen literally never drafted anybody for us.
Well, that's a shame. Well, maybe. So what you're saying, Sigler, is that you personally don't like guys with wide wingspans. So anyway,
you've gone down a rabbit hole there, literally.
All right, I think we're pretty much at the end of this conversation, unless you guys have anything else to add to it.
These sounds like good moves. I mean, you've got older veterans that have not lived up to expectations the last couple of years that we're moving on from, and God bless them. Some other teams are what looks like overpaying them, which is what you have to do to pull people to your descending organization like Atlanta. Then you've got two guys coming in that, I mean, exactly what we're talking about with Caden Ellis leaving. That's the kind of defensive tackles we brought in. They're young, exciting guys that look like they're ascending in their careers.
Really good point.
And you know what? They're going to be great if they're part of a rotation here and going back and forth and staying fresh, but also one of them could take a step and like really take over and get half the snaps and make an impact.
Very good point. All right. And before we close it out, since we are the Dome Patrol podcast, and we need to wish a happy birthday to Ricky Jackson, who is the member of, if you don't know who Ricky Jackson is, then
you're not a Saints fan.
I mean, like, I don't know what to tell you, right? He's NFL Hall of Fame, Saints Ring of Honor, one of arguably the best, defensive player in Saints history, definitely the best linebacker in Saints history, maybe arguably. But yeah, it was his birthday this week.
What about Caden Ellis?
So yeah, I mean, you know, Ricky Jackson, I would say then
definitely
one of the things
cooler
Saints
hats
announced,
than any Saint
right
linebacker in
history. Anybody been to Club 57 in Kenner ever? No, me neither. I was too young. Anyway, something interesting is that Ricky Jackson, he is the Saints announced, and they did a little story on him because it's his birthday, that he's going back and getting his college degree because he had never actually finished college. And he's in his late age. He's like, I want to get my degree because he wants to be a pledge to the fraternity that he belonged to when he was in college. They have an alumni chapter. And of course, you have to have a degree to be a part of the alumni chapter. So he's doing that. So Good on you, Ricky.
So which college did he go to, Jeff?
University of Pittsburgh.
University of Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
okay.
From that was back in like 77 to 80. And then I guess he has to go back there to get the rest of his credits for everything to count and get it. But yeah, so he was a Pitt graduate.
You got some good podcasts up there in Pittsburgh.
They sure do. I like those guys. Well, their team has good colors.
What, yellow and black?
The Steelers. I mean, it's as close to black and gold as you're going to get in the NFL.
They claim it is black and gold, but they do. Ain't.
Yeah, we'll see.
Well, we claim that our pants are gold and they're khaki, so everybody's
horrible. All right, well, that's all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling your friends about the Dome Patrol Podcast. Follow us on Facebook. Look for Dome Patrol Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast and at Dome Patrol UK. And if you want to listen to us the old-fashioned way, we're on Dome Patrol Podcast.com. Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Goodbye, Canadian donkeys.
Fuck Canada!
Hey, fuck you, buddy! Tampa!